Well, that was a tough, hard-fought division victory. All victories are obviously good wins. Division wins are special wins. Really our theme all week as a football team was about just keep playing. Frankly, personally, I didn't tell the teammates, but games coming off a bye week always make me a little nervous because you are out of the fire for, 14 days. The bonus, obviously, is you're well-rested, but I thought it was important for us to get off and get started. I thought we did that. I was very, very impressed with our defense, particularly our young guys that just keep getting better and better each week. I thought they're obviously key to the victory. MD Jennings' interception and return for touchdowns probably is a big a player, as exciting a play that that I've seen in my time in Green Bay. So offensively, we had some challenges. Their defensive front really challenged us today. I thought the run pass mix was as far as attempts was what we needed to do. Special teams, I thought we were just solid or okay. Pass judgment more after we see the video. I'll address the field goal situation. Mason's got to put the ball through the uprights, and that's something that we got to do a better job of. I thought Mason had a very good week of work. Didn't hit it today the way he needs to hit it, but we'll continue with Mason. We will not blink as far as our commitment to him. So with that, I will take your questions. Excuse me? Well, frankly, we really wanted to get the ball to the perimeter. They played us a two-shell, dared us to run all day. But when we needed, our perimeter players made big plays. I can't say enough about Jermichael's play in the yards after the catch. And then, Randall Cobb making the catch, obviously being well defended on the corner route for the touchdown.
You referenced your defense in your introduction, but you just talked about how well they played.
I thought defense played extremely well. Did first down. I thought Detroit did a pretty good job running the ball against us. But situation defense and the ability to get off the field was very big for us today. And once again, I thought MD's play was big time. McMillan and Casey Hayward, and just to see our young guys, Desmond Moser having his first start, and the number of reps that he played. I thought he played physical, tough. Not saying all this without seeing the film, but I was very impressed with our D.
Mike, is there a special quality that allows certain players to come to life at crunch time like that?
Well, I think it's part. That's part of who they are, and I think it's important to really stay in tune with what we really stressed going into this game. We knew it was going to be a tough game. We were focused on winning the discipline battle and the area penalties, which we did not. We had a number of penalties called against us today. But the opportunity of just keep playing, so you do cash in when your opportunity comes. I thought our team did a good job with that, and that's why good teams win these kind of games. And we're a good team. I felt that we grew as a team today, which is frankly that's always my only focus is it's about winning, but also growing. So I thought we definitely took a step in both directions.
Did you make any adjustments on Johnson in the second half?
Well, we did not change our plan during the course of the game. So. Well, you cover two quarters and halves. That combination. So that was pretty much their game plan, rightfully so. And but once again, Jermichael, we saw some two man, two deep and man underneath. But Jermichael's and Randall's play were big time plays.
A few weeks ago, you shared that story about how you talked to Jermichael about that Arizona game. That catch and run, is that what you were getting at with him, that he's that kind of playmaker?
Oh, absolutely. He had two of them today. He had that was a screen with him being the option on the first touchdown, and for him to catch that ball and split the middle. And then the other one, too, breaking tackles. So this game is so much about confidence and you just got to keep trying to create as many opportunities as possible. In fairness to Jermichael, we don't go out and specifically target opportunities, for every single guy. It's a quarterback-driven offense that's conceptually built to attack the defense. Definitely thought about it over the bye week, but really, they didn't really share with him because I thought the probably the best part about that dip was we supported them. And it's just like anything in life professionally. When you have the opportunity to work with an individual every day and you see what they're about, their mentality, their commitment, you know, their preparation leading up to it, I have no reasons not to believe in him. Now, you know, I can see your pens are all right now, but yeah, I understand he's missing kicks in games. And the bottom line is that this is about performance on Sundays. And I have all the confidence that Mason's going to get that back because we need him. Yeah, very, very good defensive front. You know, that was obviously a battle that we were spent a lot of time getting ready for. But I need to watch the video. They had penetration. They gave us a hard time. You know, a number of times throughout the game. I think it's definitely obvious. But I thought the communication. You know, the things I always look for as you get into the flow of these games, the communication, play style, tempo, and just making sure that we're making the right corrections, the information's accurate, and we made some protection adjustments in the second half. Probably helped. You know, it was probably better suited for what was going on inside. So we'll learn from this.